Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Oh boy, y'all are going hard in the text line right now. 713-572-4610 on these sports pet peeves. 832 hates getting the whole guy on every swing of a broadcast in golf. Someone else mentioned the guy who knows nothing about football but shouts out at a watch party. Why don't they just run the touchdown play? another one pursuant to that. You mentioned one just a second
holding.
Ago.
Holding. That's holding, guys.
Yeah. Yes. Every
holding
play.
Guy.
Every play you can probably call holding. Likelihood. There's also someone that was mad at us for, they said, leave baseball alone. Get rid of the clock. Go back. And I'm like, no. They needed the clock. They needed to get back.
God, no.
All those games back in the day that you were romanticizing, they moved more at the pace that we are currently moving at with the clock than what we were starting to blow
That's
out.
That's the first time I've seen somebody really complain about the clock.
Yeah. Everybody loves it.
I thought it
Shout
was fun.
Shout out to the baseball purist.
It's working.
I appreciate you.
It's working.
Now, I mean, there's some unintended consequences, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. right? Like, pitchers are getting some strain from it and not being able to, like, take a second to get a breathe or recalibrate themselves. Yeah. I understand that, but hey, I think overall been good for the game
I think in a lot of people's
opinion. Yeah. Anyways, let's go around the NFL. That's what we're supposed to be here for. And Bill Belichick is going to be very important in our sport, in our football watching perspective this season in particular, as he's no longer the head coach of the Patriots as we've been so accustomed to for the last couple decades, really. Yeah. And so he's going to be on the Manning cast in addition to other things. I mean, all over the place. But news of the day, I guess, is that Bill Belichick, who notoriously in the past has used this kind of language when it comes to social media.
Antonio Brown had a Facebook Live video, and along the way caught up some comments from Mike Tomlin where he refers to your team affectionately as, say, for radio purposes, jerks.
Well, as you know, I'm not on Snapface and all that, so I don't really get those. But I'm really just worried about getting our team ready to go. I'm not really too worried about what they put on Instant Chat or whatever it is.
Snapface and Instant Chat.
Well, I imagine that he's probably learned how to say them correctly. Because
he hasn't. No, he hasn't.
Okay.
No, he hasn't.
Well, he officially is on Instagram. I imagine that some of this, I do wonder, is he going to run this account, or is this going to be run by whoever it is? Is he officially signed up with Disney when it comes to ESPN? Or
it's got
to
be, right?
I think so. So, yeah, is it somebody on the ESPN that actually runs the account or whatever? Because apparently he's on Instagram.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too. Over the past few months and not being with a team, I haven't had the opportunity to express my thoughts at a moment's notice. So now I'm changing that. I tried to join Snapface, but I couldn't find it. I decided this was a good place for me to land so I could talk to you and share what I'm up to because there's a lot going on. So here I am. Hello, Instaface. See you soon.
Okay, so first of all,
Was that a hostage video?
It sounded like one. He's blinking his eyes. Help me. Right. Help me.
Okay.
But first of all, kudos to Belichick for leaning into it. I love when people do that.
Sure.
Own it, lean into it, whatever term you want to use. I love that. But the second thing was, he goes, well, I haven't had time to really react in real time, basically, is what he's saying. When has he ever wanted to do that? When has he ever done that? Like, wanted to react and express himself, I think is how he said it. But okay, but good for him. I'm glad he's leaning into it and actually said snap. What do you say? Snap face?
Instaface?
Instaface?
Something like that. What he went with.
Something like that. I think Bill Belichick, knowing what he is gonna have a very big say in everything that's posted. So to answer your question, I think he's going to do this, but probably with some help. You know, like maybe tell somebody or text somebody or maybe even post himself.
Dictate it like a like a business manager in the '50s.
Yeah,
exactly. To his secretary.
Yeah, exactly.
Please post this on my Instaface.
Dictaphone, as they used to say, or whatever. No, look, man, he's a control guy. He's a control guy. He's gonna say he's gonna want to have control of his.
I don't
Instagram.
Even know. Like on Instagram, I think it's just we're gonna get videos. He's just going to be like, set up the camera.
Okay.
Let me talk into it and then post it.
Like, yeah, I could see that.
I don't think there's going to be any captions.
Mm-hmm.
No words involved. Just video.
Will he or will he not ever use an emoji? Him.
He will.
Him. Himself.
Will he use the emoji correctly?
Yeah.
That's the question. So, yeah, there we go. Shout out to, I think I'm going to follow him.
Oh, for sure. I already did.
Because I can't wait for, when you get him talking about football, mm-hmm. a delight.
The depth.
And so I do imagine that he's just going to look into the camera and break down plays.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be great. And if he doesn't, then I'll unfollow him.
Yeah.
A man that is, I don't know, like when we talk about follow, unfollow, the ups and downs that social media can provide, that's what it feels like Ja'Marr Chase has been in with the Bengals in a very will he, will won't he when it comes to getting mm-hmm. the ascension, but more importantly, just kind of playing. And so yesterday, Ja'Marr Chase participated in the first official practice of game week for them. Ahead of their season opener. So he was listed as a limited participant, but maybe that'll open him up to this. Joe Burrow was asked about it. He said, we'll see if that ends up happening, but whatever happens, we'll be prepared for it when it comes to, like, you know, being flexible and seeing if Chase decides to play or not play in the opener. So there's still, it's not answered, right? Mm-hmm. We're not answered on if he is back for sure and if a deal will get done or if a deal won't get done. But he's at least like popping in enough to be like, I'm still practicing a little bit. So if I wanted to, I could, but yeah. He might still decide, no, I'm good.
I think he feels as if it's going to get done, but it's not done yet. So that's why he's practicing. Burrow also was asked, you know, how long would it take for him to be ready? And he said, he's ready now. So I actually do buy that. We'll see. But I think he feels good enough about it that he's going to, you know, going to practice. He is practicing.
All right. So as we're talking about the NFL. This story, I read a little bit about it, and now we're getting more steps into it, but I was kind of fascinated to see this and hear about this. I don't know if it's a wild one, but it's very interesting to me. Apparently, the Commanders have fired one of their vice presidents for comments on players, Jerry Jones and Roger Goodell. So, the vice president is Rael Antin, who is the vice president of content,
mm-hmm.
which makes this a little bit more interesting
yes,
as well
it does.
For the team for the previous 4 years, right? Apparently, he had gone on a date, I guess that he had matched up with someone who was being termed as a journalist. And let's put a pin in that because I do want to circle back to your mm-hmm. opinion as a journalist on, you know, this particular type of journalism. But he matched with a supposed journalist on a dating site, and apparently she was recording this interaction.
Yeah.
And during the course of the interaction, there was recordings of him using language that then, you know, he talked about calling fans of the NFL mouth breathers.
Yeah.
He said, quote, I don't think the commissioner of the NFL hates gay people, hates black people. Jerry Jones, who actually runs the NFL, I think he hates gay people and black people, close quote. He talked about that and just other things that I found to be very interesting. Also, he went as far as saying most of the fans are high school educated alcoholics, talking about fans in the NFL. So like those types of things coming from an executive in the NFL. I don't know if I'm like super surprised that someone in those perspectives might look down upon their fan bases, but just the idea that you'd be more comfortable saying that to people that you were not like close to, and I understand that's like a very low bar. The idea that you should probably not say these things in general would be more apt, but he said some of these things to a supposed journalist that then put them online and obviously now has ultimately resulted in this vice president being...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Getting fired.
Yeah, look, first of all, you know, what he said is going to get you fired.
Sure.
You know, no, whether and I'm going to get to the journalist part.
You mess with the money here.
Yeah, yeah, oh, for sure. And by the way, it's the Commanders. I mean, of all organizations, you know, for something like this to happen, their PR has not exactly been stellar.
No,
recent years. So no matter if it's secretly recorded, if it's a date, if it's not a date, if it's if you knew about it, you didn't know about. No matter what, when that gets out, you get fired. That is ridiculous. To think those things, and if you do, you know, to say them out loud in any context gets you fired. Now, you mentioned you were going to ask me about the journalist.
Yes, because the journalist apparently, and I need to double back on the information here because now I'm looking at a different piece than I was reading yesterday that gave me more information on this. But the woman works with, she's what they're calling like a citizen journalist, mm-hmm. that is working in tandem with a group of journalists that with a corporate, or maybe not a corporation, but a group that had previously kind of operated like Project Veritas, if you're familiar with that, the O'Keefe Media Group.
Yeah.
And so like that is one of these things where the idea of citizen journalists were like, hey, just go record things in a clandestine way and we'll bring that audio, that video or that audio back.
Yeah.
And then put that out. Where do you stand on that, on like journalistic integrity of that?
There's none. That is zero. If you really want to get me fired up about something, it's something like this. First of all, you're breaking every rule. That's not a journalist. You're breaking every single rule. Now, I know some people out there are saying, hey, in some states, like Texas, for example, only one party needs to know that the conversation is being recorded.
Sure.
I get that. But you have to tell the person in advance, whether you're recording it or not, that you are representing this outlet.
And that it'll be on the record is generally the way that, you know, these things work when it comes to the journalistic standard.
That is hot garbage. Like that is what makes people cringe. about where we are today in quote unquote journalism. That ain't it. That's ridiculous. It's a poor man's throwdown, awful version of TMZ. TMZ has integrity, and now you might not like everything that TMZ does, but they tell you in advance, hey, I'm so and so. They might pounce on you coming out of a restaurant.
TMZ has some integrity, but I don't want to go ahead and give.
No,
them
in terms of journalistic, like they actually they abide. Let me put it that way. They abide by the rules. They tell you in advance, hey, I'm so-and-so for TMZ or blah, 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 blah.
In some ways, I think they still do some things that I would
get it.
Like CD, like obviously like having different first responders on the payroll in order to get like videos and those
types
of things.
And they pay people, which I don't agree with, you know, for stories. I don't agree with paying people for stories. But at least they follow the quote-unquote rules. This is garbage. This is absolute garbage in... I think he may even have, you know, some sort of case against them. At minimum, that's a gotcha, you know, thing by a citizen journalist that's not a journalist.
Yeah, so Ryan Valentine, Washington Commanders vice president, out of a job because of quite of an interesting kind of circumstance that popped up. Matching on a dating app, mm-hmm. going on a date, being a little too honest on how you feel, ultimately got him out of there. Called yeah. Roger Goodell a $50 million puppet. Like, even if you didn't get fired, you did not make a friend in that way. I'll tell you that for damn sure. Some other things that are happening around the NFL. This is something I found interesting, a note that I saw when it comes to like the biggest Super Bowl odd moves year mm-hmm. over year, right? So going from being a long shot to maybe being closer to some level of favorite. When it comes to Super Bowl odds year over year.
Mm-hmm.
Only two other teams have had a bigger jump than the Houston Texans this year, going from a 200-1 to this year going in at a 16-1 odds favorite. Those other two teams, the 1980 Washington football team and then 1991 Dallas Cowboys had bigger jumps. But other than that, how do you feel about the Houston Texans getting that big of a jump when it comes to Vegas odds on Super Bowl odds?
I mean, that's that. First of all, how do I feel about it? Good, but I think what's going on here is Vegas knows.
Yeah,
like Vegas always knows. Shout out again to T Mill. Anyway, that tells me that they know that what the Texans are hyped up to be is not just hype. So that's where I stand on that. I also want to know about that 1980 Washington team. Dang, 300-1 to 8-1.
Yeah,
what happened there? I don't remember. I don't remember what happened there.
Well, I mean, I was not alive, so I don't think I can give you that off of memory. But we can do some digging on that in the break. But there you go. Around the NFL in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Thursday, NFL Thursday. We got NFL football coming up, and you can hear that right here on Sports Radio 610 this evening. Chiefs Ravens. That was the word that I was looking for. But yeah, with football coming back, we're getting into the flow of things here in the loop. And one of the things that we like doing is talking to our guy, ND Kalu. So we'll talk to ND coming up next about week one for the Texans and a lot more. We'll do that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.